1 year after Virginia adopted the Clean Economy Act, workforce development, new jobs, and clean energy are booming in the state as its economy expands into renewable energy industries. Wind power especially has taken off in the Virginia Beach area, according to Sean Avery with the Hampton Roads Workforce Council. The council partners with training programs and community colleges to place workers in wind and solar jobs. He says these jobs are popular with young people who want to make a difference and also attract folks moving from coal and manufacturing jobs.
And many of the jobs that are going to be needed offshore, a lot of the skill sets are very much the same, from welding to electronics. So there's a real correspondence to the jobs in manufacturing to also to the jobs in the clean energy economy.
This week, Dominion Energy announced an international partnership to build the nation's first offshore wind turbine installation ship. Its home port will be Hampton Roads. It's expected to generate hundreds of jobs building wind farms off the East Coast. This year, New College Institute in Martinsville began offering certification training for workers looking to move into wind energy careers. Karen Jackson, who leads the school, points out the wind turbines off the Virginia Beach coast will be expanding. As a result, she expects a range of career opportunities from welders to accountants to safety technicians.
It's going to range from data scientists all the way up through marine biologists and engineers, the turbine workers that we're training. It runs a gamut. And I think people are thinking very narrowly about the career opportunities. Really, it's going to touch a very, very wide spectrum of careers.
Virginia ranks 10th in the nation in hiring for clean energy jobs with more than 88,000, according to a new report by the Energy Entrepreneurs, or E2. Despite losing some renewable jobs during the pandemic, the state's clean energy jobs growth was 6.5% from June to December of 2020. For Virginia News Connection, I'm Diane Bernard.